Episode number 320.
What I like to do mostly for my investment, the most effective investment has been buying the real estate that I work in. And then, you know, now I have three office so locations. Smart. I have a building, a couple offices, and they're all staffed with my own salespeople.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
And welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis, Too Tall and Huff. Folks, you know your boy is always fired up and bringing you the fuego that you need in your day. But after this show, I think you're going to think about your capital, your life, and the ways to innovate and create millions of dollars in your life. We're bringing you an expert in the game of capital and mortgages and finances, guys, Mr. Joseph Shalaby. Joseph, are you ready to be real?
I sure am.
Let's go.
Do this, Travis.
Absolutely, folks.
Let's go.
He is the founder of eMortgage Capital, guys. And from an early age, a real estate broker, in the mortgage and real estate game. And obviously over time, this gentleman has built an incredible beast of a company, guys. And his main focus, what always caught me in the pre-game we had with him, is he said, I'm creating millionaires, guys. And we're utilizing independent mortgage channels. And most importantly, is he's finding creative new ways to market and finding creative new ways to help his customers, you know, get the loans closed, help his team grow. Because that's the thing about business they never teach you, is that it's always changing, right? So pleasure to have you on the show today, sir. Like I always ask, how's your day going today?
It's a beautiful day here in sunny Orange County. We're waiting for the sun to come out right now, so it's about to pop out. So.
Yeah, baby. And you said you're going to be hitting that, maybe go a little
to be some beach weather.
The beach weather. That's what I'm talking about, man. And so when you were growing up and you were, you know, first getting started and, you know, when you can rewind the story back, where did you always have the hustle to be in business and start businesses, or did it just kind of come to you later on, or how did that story start?
So like Travis, I started this business out of pretty much necessity. And here's what happened. Every mortgage company that I ever worked for, pretty much, long story short, ripped me off. And by the third time I got ripped off by the mortgage broker that I worked for, I was like, this just can't be it. This is the business. Every single person would just take my commissions after I close it when I'm trying to, like, you know, continue. I'm living off of commission. So I found that, you know, the mortgage industry is just full of scoundrels, right? So I decided at a young age, I was about 22 years old. I'm like, I'm over it. I'm just going to start my own brokerage. So in about 2005, I started my first company. It was called Primetime Financial Consultants. We did really, really well. And then the crash hit 2008, 2009. Yes. I still stayed in the mortgage space. I opened a different business in the mortgage sector, but I still stayed kind of in the mortgage space, not necessarily the lending, because the banks had pretty much all closed their doors. So I did a loss mitigation and gotcha. Up until 2011, and then back in it started in 2011, I became a VP of another mortgage banker, and then an EVP. And then I started eMortgage Capital in 2015.
Wow, yeah. Dude. Wow. And now tell us a little bit about your footprint, man. I mean, you say you got like hundreds of, you know, locations serving the entire
We got about 200, we call them branch managers, 220 branch managers right now. And we have about 14 brick and mortar locations spread across the U.S. from Hawaii to Washington, Oregon to Texas.
Wow.
Our headquarters out of Irvine, we have about three office locations, which we own here. We actually own the real estate here in Santa Ana. And, you know, we're continuing to grow our footprint when it comes to different states. We're growing our state footprint. So we just added Montana last week. We're
nice.
We're an application. We have our application with both the Carolinas, the Virginia, and we're in about 14 states right now. So we intend to be in about 20 states in the next, hopefully by end of April. So
wow,
we'll see.
That would be a big bump then. Almost. 30% more capacity to help people.
So we exploded with just six states. So we were in six states up through 2020. We did $4 billion in just six states. And we told ourselves that we need to be ready for a huge market, a huge rate jump in 2021. hasn't been a huge rate jump, but it went from like 2.5 to almost 3.375. So it's been a pretty significant rate jump. So to offset that, so we can continue on the same growth trajectory, what we did was we just added that a few extra states, and then we're going really, really hard in the paint on recruiting. We want to recruit all the top talent, and I can, without a doubt, argue that we have the best platform in the independent mortgage banker, in the game, pretty much, and as an independent mortgage broker banker. So the beauty about our platform is, and where we're a disruptor in the industry, is that we are the first mortgage banker to offer a raw rate sheet without a pad. Traditionally, a mortgage banker, like if you went to be a branch of Stearns or another mortgage bank, they have a huge margin on there, usually about 100 basis points. We basically give you the raw rate sheet. So, our vision was just to gain market share with this strategy. So, you know, we gained a ton of market share as a result of basically giving our affiliates, you know, raw pricing. And as a result, because we were able to give such aggressive execution on the rate sheet, what we've been able to do is make a lot of people very, very successful. We made about three dozen millionaires last year. Three people, our top person made like 6.5 million last year.
Bang, bang,
she crushed it.
Bang, bang.
So we continue to expand our footprint. We're looking for top talent people. If they're listening to this podcast and they want to 10X their income, I literally can help you 10X your income.
And do these people have to have experience in the mortgage industry? I mean,
Yeah. This is the next level. So if you're in the mortgage industry, this is like, you know, you've paid your dues as a loan officer at like a Loan Depot or a Quicken, and you're like, I want to go to the next level. This is the next level.
Yeah, baby.
And we try to make it so that there's no limits. Like we just want to basically handle all the compliance, licensing. Mm-hmm. We help with marketing. We help with all the legal, IT, HR. So we basically offer a complete enterprise solution, and a very, very nominal percentage is paid to headquarters, kind of like a State Farm or something like a State or a Century 21 or something like that. But absolutely, we offer way more resources than they do, because I'm on the ground with these guys. I'm not like just preaching to them what they should do. I'm still a top producer. I'm one of the top producers in the country still till this day.
Yes, sir.
And I utilize my strategy, and I teach it to our branches, and I help them innovate. I help them piggyback on all of our marketing solutions. So I'm always helping our branches grow. And we just rolled out a new intranet last week, which has been a huge, huge tool to help people. We purchased a direct mail fulfillment center. Ooh, so we can help people offset direct mail costs. We do it all out of one of our buildings in Santa Ana. So, you know, the cost for direct mail is, you know, significantly less. We worked out relationships. Me as a CEO, I'm always going to other CEOs of other big companies, and I'm cutting deals with them to basically, compress the margins for them and bulk up the discounts for the company, eMortgage Capital, and get, you know, there might be discounts offered, but I want special discounts for eMortgage Capital because, you know, we're the juggernaut of the independent channel, right? So people should kind of, you know, make special concessions to our branches if we're going to provide them. And if they know they get our account, they get a significant bump in volume, right? So it has its perks working with us, in addition to all the other initiatives.
I was going to say, most importantly, like if you're out there and you're getting screwed too, man. I mean, because of your story, I think that aligns perfectly too with.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally why I started the business, is because the amount of people that don't have integrity in the business is just astounding. You know, and people are there a lot of greedy vultures here. And
right,
what I try to project as the CEO of the company is that we're here to serve the client. We're here to serve each other, and we're here to do whatever we can to help each other improve. So you know, me as the CEO, as the founder, I try to emulate that in the logic of the company, and pass it down to everybody who's a branch of the company.
That's amazing, bro. It's amazing what you've built yourself. And there's a lot of room, man, because obviously if people aren't doing it right, and you are, you know, you're going to help take their top talent, man, bottom line. And then
that's right.
You become stronger by, you know, over time, slowly not only opening up new markets, but then acquiring top talent in those markets to represent the brand and do it right, guys.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, people who are sick of just making chump change. We had the number one loan officer in the country interview with us yesterday. He's coming on board. So one of the top ranked people in the nation, and we continue to bring all of the top talent in the country is here because talent knows talent, right? So all these talented people that are on our website, they all have like one degree of separation. They all know what their earnings are for some reason, So in this business, if someone's making, 300-400 grand a month, they tell all their friends.
Gotcha.
So, and if they get that money with ease, we pay every day.
Ooh,
every single day.
Most
companies, like our competitors, they pay like once a month or whatever. We pay every day. We pride ourselves in paying every day. We're super transparent,
Get that daily cash flow. Get that daily cash flow going, right?
Exactly. And we try to streamline even the accounting platform. We try to make it as easy as possible for people to basically request pay or, get their commissions. We pride ourselves in just giving everybody their paycheck instantly, helping them grow, helping them succeed in their marketing strategies and their recruiting efforts. So we're hands in. We have our footprint. We have our fingerprints on everything in the company. Me and my partner, Sam, I brought in a partner in June.
Gotcha.
Of 2020.
Gotcha.
This was so what I did was we were a mega broker. So we were going to different banks to deliver to acquire capital. And what I wanted to do, my vision was, I wanted to be a mortgage banker and offer, our branches the same flexibility of going to different investors, but I wanted to offer and facilitate the capital in-house and make the funding process really easy. Mm-hmm. Well, where we got stuck was I'm not a mortgage banker. And I'm a mortgage broker. I'm a sales guy. I'm not very operations driven. I'm more sales driven.
Right.
But so I knew my weakness was operations. So I brought in a partner who owned another mortgage bank, very, very successful, well-to-do guys, my best friend from actually high school.
Wow.
And I told him my idea. I said, listen, I want you to come join me in this mortgage bank opportunity, but I don't have a pad on the rate sheet. And he looked at me and he thought I was crazy. He's like, what do you mean you don't have a pad on the rate sheet? Well, what happened was, his branch left him to come join us. I had no idea that happened. Okay. So I'm like, but what happened was the guy who left him, our pricing was like a quarter point or 3/8 of a point better in interest rate because of his pad. And we were getting a volume incentive from our investor. And I said, listen, join us. We're going to attain a tremendous amount of market share. This was back in June. We were doing like maybe 100 million a month or something at the time. We weren't doing much business.
Which is still nice, guys. Let's be real. That's still a nice business.
No, I know. But by the end of 2020, we were doing 500 million because I told him, join me. And I'm like, listen, we're going to attain more market share because if I can give everybody the entire margin, everybody's going to come on board.
Yeah.
He's like, well, there's not any profit for us. Like, with market share comes profit. And yes, surely that's what happened, right? We tripled our profits in 2020 as a result of attaining more market share, even though we have the slimmest margins in the industry, right? So
isn't that crazy? What a cool model, dude. What a great model from the get-go with just getting screwed, but then like, I'm going to give you giving back. But then how you give back is you just put the raw rate out there for your folks to, there's no games here, guys. There's no games.
Yeah. It's just fully transparent.
I pay you daily. Oh my God. Let's go. I mean,
Continue to innovate and bring people more initiatives. Like my motto in the company is I come out with an innovation or a technological resource or something and it's free 99.
Love that.
Everything's free 99.
I love that. Just make it better. Constantly
continue to make better.
Find ways to help them out. Yeah, like the direct mail piece is a great piece because if you own the asset, you can you're not paying the premium markup that you would have to for.
That's right. More importantly, though, the big thing about direct mail for me was that I would pay somebody a check and they would be like, yeah, we're dropping the mail for you. Like, okay, great. Well, the phone didn't ring. Like, but hold on, and they would control the queue. Like, did you get a call yet? Oh, you got a call. Dude, did you guys even drop my mail? Like, what's going on? Like, there's nothing better than me getting 20,000 pieces in my hand and taking them to the post office. I know for sure they're delivered.
Wonderful.
So So having complete control of the direct mail was the reason why we started the direct mail fulfillment center. And that was a huge project because, you know, again, I started a whole company, basically a full fulfillment center. I had to recruit people out of the direct mail company that they're at and have them come over here, pay them a higher salary, get people acclimated. Then all the software for direct mail and all the paper licensing. It was a full on company we started, and we launched it, and I did it with no profit in mind, right? Just right. to help the branches market, because I know that direct mail is still the most effective marketing. So we have, we have our digital strategy, we have our analog strategy, is like how I like to refer to it.
And you're absolutely right, dude. Once one goes out, in vogue, all of a sudden, once popular, the direct mail is very valuable. I've also even seen those ones where it's like, is it intentional direct mail? Or I forgot the exact term, where it's if you visit someone's website and then all of a sudden, like a day or two or a week later, you get a piece of mail based on your IP address, it tracks you down. It's kind of like retargeting, like how people do it with digital. But now they're doing it with direct mail. The word is blanking me, but you're absolutely right.
I think. So they're skip tracing that IP address to that person's house?
Yes.
Somehow?
Yes.
I didn't even know that's possible. This is why I love this stuff. Marketing is just, it's a science, and it's always evolving and it's always growing, and strategies are always, especially in the digital world.
So the term is called intentional direct mail. Based on internet intent capture, list development, address validation, and then they put out a call to action via a direct mail, message. So someone that's been visiting your site, and they were kind of like that warm lead, all of a sudden they get, hey, just want to let you know, appreciate you visiting. And, if you ever need a great talk about, rates or, just need to talk, here I'm at, and it's just another great vehicle. Using technology, digital technology, and that direct mail. But yeah, you're so right. It's a constant changing, man, but you've built something incredible, dude, incredible for yourself. And let's just be real, incredible for the people that work on your team, dude, because obviously, every CEO that I've done here with 320 or so episodes, the best ones like yourself, it's teamwork for the dream work, and they've all built these incredible teams, but then they built these resources like you have, where you're constantly giving and you're constantly trying to help them, because with them growing, you succeed. And that probably keeps you wake up every morning, right? I mean, that keeps you going every day, man.
Gives you purpose.
Yeah, you're dad, man. You got two kiddos, man. You got two kiddos too.
No, I got three kiddos.
Three kiddos. Okay. Whoa. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go, baby. I love that, dude. What's the one on the way coming? What's the one? Big.
I got two boys right now. I got a 5-year-old boy and an 11-month-old boy. He's about to be 1 year old, April 6th. And then I got a 7-year-old daughter, and then I got another daughter coming.
Wow, bro! What a blessing, dude. My wife's pregnant right now with a boy. We got in about 5 weeks, 6 weeks. She's delivering, baby. So I got a little girl and then a boy. It'll be incredible, dude. And but that awesome. probably gives you the motivation too, man, because having the family, when you transpire that out to your team, it's one big family too. You know that your hard work provides their income and provides their lifestyle and provides, let's just be real, food in the bellies that we all need to live the next day, man. And so shout out to you, brother, for seeing that change early on and then making it, man, and working hard, brother. And but now we're about to take you into our top 10. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Apple. Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Netflix. Instagram or Facebook?
Facebook.
Facebook. Chicken or steak?
Steak.
Steak. Laptop or smartphone if you got to get out the door right now?
Smartphone.
Smartphone. Spotify or Pandora?
I don't do either of those. I'm an Audible type guy.
Audible, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Audible. The, what did they say back in the day? Your driving university right there. You got it right in your pocket, guys. Movies or video games?
Movies.
Movies. Reading books or listening to books? I think we got that one.
Listening.
Stocks.
Sure. There's no time.
There's no time, baby. And you got to be, driving, productive. You got to take in that education.
I'm listening to a book while I'm working, while I'm, hanging out with the kids, while I'm
right. I got a little ear pod on. I'm like listening to the newest book. I'm like, oh, I'm doing it all, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, that's the king of multitask.
It is. That is the blessing in some cases of just this new world we live in, man, is that you can do so much. When you're thinking about investing, stocks or real estate?
Real estate for sure. I actually use an investment advisor now through I'm Absolutely. A Chase private client and they do it Absolutely. For me. I've lost every single time when I do. I wish I invested in GameStop, but you sure. know, I wish I invested in Bitcoin.
Sure when
I
was you do.
$5,000, you know, of course, every time I've done it, if I invest, I feel like I curse it.
Yeah.
So I just give it to the investment advisor and they do it for me and I win. But real estate, I always win every single time.
Cause you know it too, though. You know it even better. You can read it, you sense it, you can feel it. And that's your bread and butter. And I always tell my pops too, because he kind of does the same thing because he realized, you know, I don't need to maybe make my own decisions. I was just handed to some guys, smart guys, like, you know, Rain and Kniff in New York and these guys that have been working with Warren Buffett for years and smart guys. But it's like yourself, your real win is your business. And if you can take that and if as long as you are actually investing it in whatever that is, you're going to win, as you already know. I mean, it's for sure. I think it's just a great point. A lot of times we think we can pick the winners, guys, but it can go the other way on you too. I remember I had GameStop. I think I sold like 100 shares before even the pandemic because I just was like, I'm out of this thing. It wasn't moving or nothing. And then all of a sudden it goes to like whatever.
You sold it?
I sold it. I mean, it would have been 40 or 50 grand a position probably, you know, but it's just one of those things. You always kick yourself as an investor. Joe, I was selling Bitcoin at $2,000 because it went up 10X. When something goes from 200 to $2,000, it's 10X on your, and then within a year it went up to $20,000. And I was happy with that too. And then it went down to $5,000 or $6,000. And it's like anything, you just never know, dude, on these things. It's a bigger thing to have a really successful business, I think, most importantly. And then
hand
it off to professionals, dude, you know, on some of those.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't fix our own oil either, you know.
I can't be the crypto guy. I can't be the stock guy.
Right.
But I'll buy some property. I'll put some tenants. What I like to do mostly for my investment, the most effective investment has been buying the real estate that I work in and then. You know, now I have three office locations. Smart. I have a building, a couple offices, and they're all staffed with my own salespeople. So that's what I like the most is my own commercial real estate.
Right.
Even though we're in a kind of a dip right now in commercial real estate, but not for me because all my offices are full of my people.
And as you grow, you might be able to be buying on that dip, dude, you know? So
yeah, exactly.
I think that's the smartest move you could ever make, guys, is own the real estate. That's why Macy's hasn't really gone bankrupt because they own a lot of their own real estate. You know, let's just be real. Yeah. Some of these retailers have already come and gone. Mervyn's was one of the first ones I remember getting that order when I was working at ABC Television. I was like, Mervyn's is going bankrupt. Oh my God, I'm going to lose a lot of commission on that client. You know, because they didn't own a lot of their stuff. And Macy's and some of these companies, they actually own the buildings. And some of them, I think the Macy's building is like one of the most valued commercial assets in the world in Manhattan or whatever it is. They own the building, you know. It's like this is an asset here.
Yeah, that's what McDonald's does, and you know that's what I'm trying to do. When I find an office space I can buy, and I know that there's a recruit coming, I'm like, I'll buy it. I'll put them there.
Yes.
So
I love that, dude. I love that. And as you're growing, you're going to keep doing that. So when you're waking up in the morning, Joseph, you're getting yourself ready for your day. Why do you love being you?
You know, God is good, man. God just blessed me with an amazing family, amazing wife, amazing children, amazing parents. So it's just, it's all huge blessings. I'm blessed beyond belief. That's why I love being me. It's just, God is so good.
You're absolutely
and right. He continues to show his goodness. And as long as we do good by people,
right,
we just keep getting blessed. You know, it's just how it works. And all things that you do work for God's good. If you do good, it works for God's good. God blesses you. And that's just how it is, man.
I love that, dude. It's so, like we were talking earlier before the show, like that's a simple message, but that is so true, dude.
It's so true.
Just live with that. You do good stuff. You know, God's blessing you. You start cutting corners here. Hey, you know, God might just send you off the wrong side there on that one. A couple more last questions for you, my man. Do you think you'll ever retire? Do you think you'll ever get done with the business?
you know what? You know, my dad is still working till this day.
Nice.
He's 72 and he's still grinding as a physician till this very, very day.
Yes.
And, you know, this job that I have, it's easy. You know, it's not like something I'm sweating. It's not very laborious.
Right.
What else is there? This is just an easy gig in terms of like, I'm not digging ditches. I can do this till I die, and it's keeping me sharp and it's keeping me relevant and it's giving you purpose. So,
yes,
you know, I can retire now if I wanted to, technically.
Absolutely.
You know, there's
right.
But it's beyond money now. Like when you talk to you might have not talked to Warren Buffett or, you know, but I know a few billionaires and they don't need to work. They don't need to work. They're just in it for the win. So they're in it for the W.
That's what it is.
I just want to win. I want to, you know, I want to build a legacy for the family, and I want to, you know, do good things in the world. So retirement's not on the agenda. It's not on the agenda. I mean, anytime soon, more time with the family would be on the agenda, right?
There you go. Yes. You
more time with the kids.
That the balance of life can always change as an entrepreneur. That's the beauty too. You can always just say, I'm going to just work a few less hours or, you know, cut out a little earlier as you get older and things like that. But still stay, like you said, keep that mind in the game. Do you have a routine on how you start your day?
Yeah, pretty much every morning, you know, we do some, we read the Bible, we hang out with the kids, and
nice.
Then I work out. And
nice, okay. Get the guns, baby. Yeah. Let's go, baby. I like
it.
Yeah,
every day I'll do like a workout or like a yoga. So every day I got to do some sort of like activity to get the body going.
That's amazing.
And then go to the grind, you know, and got to get my mind cleared. We do a morning huddle with my executive team every morning, 9:13 a.m. And that's how I start. You work out, huddle, and then grind.
Any reason why it's 9:13?
That's a Rockefeller concept.
Okay. You know,
So it's just the huddle concept. I got it from a book called Scaling Up. And then, you know, J.D. Rockefeller recommended that you do it at an obscure time just to kind of keep it all relevant. So people just remember that time. Because if it's 9:15, it's traditional. But if it's like 9:13 every morning, it's an awkward time. It resonates, you know, it resonates in your mind. And initially, you know, adapting to that time, like, you know, it took some time.
Two minutes earlier.
Yeah. but doing it at an awkward time really kind of resonates in someone's mind and everyone's adapted to it. And I got that concept and I was like, I'm going to do a morning meeting every morning, you know, like, aren't they going to get sick of it or nope. It's been like huge. And it kind of sets the tone for the day.
I think the thing you see too is a lot of entrepreneurs like yourself that have built such success for yourself, such success for your team, is that a lot of them are just bye-bye. They're at doing something else. And so their team never stays connected to them. A lot of times you even see that in like the restaurant business. If you see Restaurant Impossible or some of these shows, guys, you'll see, we never see this guy. Oh, he's finally here, you know, and the TVs are here. But I think that's a good point is that when you're constantly with them, they know the boss is in the grind with them in a way, you know? And I think that's a really good point, dude.
And I try to do that more now as the CEO of the company. And I, you know, we're in a digital world almost. It's like there's 400 people that work here. Yeah. And I can't, you know, I've never met a lot of these people face to face, you know,
absolutely.
Hundreds of them.
Right.
So, you know, I try to, you know, record the BombBomb videos or Zoom.
I love that. BombBomb.
Town hall meetings or, you know, I just, with the new intranet I launched. So we launched a $3,000 line of credit available to the whole company, everybody who needs it. And then within that intranet, I put a bulletin board on there. So I can always post bulletins to the company. So I just try to stay in front of the company as their CEO every day, just to kind of like put my fingerprints on them, you know, every day.
Freaking amazing, bro. Such a good thing to do, bro. I think that's what's going to separate you from even the competitors of the big boys, baby. The biggest ones out there, because a lot of them, obviously, you know, they're probably just a little bit detached from that process. And to know that you're grinding with them, I think is the most important thing that you can kind of resonate.
That's what helps me innovate. You know, if I'm on the battleground with them, that's where I get my innovations. You know, it helps me stay relevant. Helps me know how to address issues with the clients because I have the same issues, right?
Right. And so they don't feel like that detachment. Like, oh, the boss is too good for us. You know, like. A lot of times people are just afraid to even talk to the boss in many cases because I said they're wrong, they'll get fired or something, you know? So just to even have that communication relationship is so vital, dude.
No, and I hate it when I have an employee like, you know, kind of like fumbling for words or like scared, they're nervous right. to talk to me. I'm like, why are you scared? Like, why? What's wrong? Why are y'all anxious talking to me? Like, right. I'm here, I'm normal, you know?
I'm just a human, dog. You can touch me, dog.
Like, why are you trembling? I've heard people like with a shaky voice, and I hate that. I'm like, how do I shake that? Or how do I stop that? When they do that, I'm gonna start doing that. Like, I'm like,
why are you feel weird. I'm gonna talk to you now. I think it's true. I mean, it's hard. It's very hard because I think some people are, there's a lot of pressure on them to keep their job. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
And so I think that's part of it. But just being real and just being honest with the person that you're working with, whatever that looks like, is it can only benefit you. I mean, they want to hear what you're going through. You listen to them. It's the win-win, and we all move on to the next day. I think that's the if you are an employee, guys, and you're listening, just don't be afraid to talk to the boss, man. You know, don't be afraid. You don't have to kiss his ass all day. You know what I mean? Like, that's
I'm here. I'm available. I'm willing to talk to you guys, FaceTime with you guys. I love you that. Know, whatever it is. You know, I'm just like everybody else. I'm just a normal human.
That's an incredible thing. A lot of times we forget that. The greatest people, Elon Musk, the greatest minds, Mr. Joseph Chalabi. You know, you're just a human. You're just a kid one day. You grew up. You got a family. You're a human, as we all are. It's just you've also built something incredible. So I think that's just a reminder, guys, that you can build something incredible too. And don't.
Now, who I'd like to talk to me like that are my kids, but that
Dad's the hero. Dad, come on, Dad, help me out, Dad. That's freaking hilarious. That's like every dad's struggle right there.
Yeah, it's like, well, I wish I could have that kind of, you know, I wish they saw me that way, but. You know.
So true. Well, it happens older. As you get older, I think your kids, like, I admire my dad so much for what he's built at my age. I think that's what happens as you get older. It's like yourself or your father admiring that he's still practicing that, you know, his original work at 72, and he could be probably done too. And that it just keeps you kind of inspired. And like, I think that's the long-term payout as a parent, I think, is the 30s, you know, when they get to more of the humbleness and dad, thank you for what you did for me, man. You were a cool dad. Do you have
still grinding.
Do you have a favorite app or a business? Do you have a favorite app or a business tool that you enjoy using? Or
I mean, my favorite app would be like Audible.
Audible, baby.
I use all the time. I use I still use my mortgage calculator all the time. We have
nice.
You know, I still the number one app is unfortunately my email app, right?
So right. That's the pipeline right there. That's the pipeline of business.
Yeah, the emails that just bury me all day long. And,
oh, my God, dude. That'd be the other thing. Yeah. Find a way to get our emails cleaned up.
Yeah, man. I just tens of I get a couple thousand. I get about 3 emails a minute, I think. So
Jesus. So. Grimey Christ. Grimey Christ, so folks. Well, dude, you have built something incredible for yourself. Couple last questions for you. If you could sit down to a steak dinner with anyone in the world, who you want to sit down with tonight?
I mean, present, alive.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, actually. We've had all different types of answers on this one, all different types of guests that come in.
You know, people aren't going to like this state, but, you know, ever since I was a kid, I really, really loved Donald Trump. He was like my hero. Legend. He's the number one salesman ever.
Oh, and hell yeah.
As a kid, I read like The Art of the Deal, the second Art of the Deal book.
I got to get this real quick while you keep talking.
And every Art of the Deal book he ever published, pretty much any book, and I read them. I didn't audible them. Boom, there you go. So, you know, there's nothing more in the world that I would love just to kind of pick the brain of one of the most brilliant business minds I'd ever, you know, I'd been admiring since outside of being a president. Then when he became president, I knew that, you know, a salesman could be president.
Yes,
you know, like a legit
Joseph Chalabi could be president.
The number one salesman to walk the earth could be president. So I'm like, no, I can't be. I wasn't born in America, but
true, yes.
You know, my kids could be.
Yeah, hell yeah, they could be, man. Or one of your team could be. You never know. Someone listening on this podcast could be. But yeah, no, whether you love him or hate him, you have to respect what a gentleman has done in his life. And I always respect by the fact that he didn't take a dollar for his wages and he put in work, man. And, you know, bottom line, at the end of the day, I've always loved the story and the character of it all, man. And I think it'd be very interesting. Very interesting to have chop it up with Mr. Donald. Has there been a book outside of the Bible that has changed your life or a book that you either reread or you listen to more often?
You know, the book scaling up for me was a big game changer for me. And now I'm another big game changer is the book by Jim Collins, Good to Great.
Oh, yes.
So these have been some huge, huge game-changing books, in my opinion, that, like, you listen to them and you could, or read them, you could immediately start some implementation. You could immediately start to take philosophies out of both those books and start to utilize them. And I'm all ears. Like, those kind of books, those are, like, historical. Like, Good to Great is, you know, one of those books that it's a, you know, almost like a historical book. It studied all the big companies, you know, the Pepsi, Philip Morris, Walmart, all those books. And I love reading about, like, Sam Walton and some of the greatest entrepreneurs, J.D. Rockefeller. The Rockefeller Habits is another big book. But these habits that you start to, you know, kind of not just implement, but, like, you know, really live it, you know, live it in, and really embody them, it would just change your business scope altogether.
Those are the best books, dude. And Snowball is another one. It's a really long book, but it's the book of Warren Buffett's life.
Really? Snowball? Yeah,
Snowball. That's an interesting one too. My father got connected with them through one of his clients with Mr. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger and those and the family, and he brought that, you know, up, hey, you read a Snowball. And my dad was like, oh, Snowball. And it's a huge book. It's a huge book, but it's a very interesting one, just kind of about his life and obviously making those good decisions, man. But you've built, like I said, brother, something incredible for yourself. We want to thank you so much for your time today. We know your time is valuable, bro. Where's the best place for people to find about the business online? Can you give us a little best place so we can give them the show notes?
So just Google eMortgage Capital, go to eMortgageCapital.com. We got, you know, tons of stuff online. You can read about us. If you want to join eMortgage, go to joinemortgage.com. I got a bunch of videos that I put together to help people kind of understand the independent channel, the benefits of the independent channel, the income opportunities in the independent channel. And I'm available. I'm not an untouchable. I'm just like you guys. You know, I'm available to talk to you, to kind of coach you through. And you know, as we can kind of scale, and maybe the one-on-one touch that I'm able to give to people, it might be mitigated in the future, and I will figure out a way to digitize it, you know, via Zoom and kind of talk to more people concurrently. But right. I'm still thankfully available to meet with people, you know, 20 minutes who want to get recruited, or we have a huge team here to help people with the onboard. But, you know, if you want to learn about the company, reach out to me. Go online, Google eMortgage Capital, go to eMortgageCapital.com, go to Join eMortgage for specifically, that's the recruiting page, joinemortgage.com.
Oh, join, okay. I'll put that in the show notes too.
Yeah.
We'll put all that in the show notes for you guys so you don't even have to worry about it, man. You don't even have to worry about it. You guys just go down to the show notes, click, click, click. And I know there's someone on the line today on the show that is either working in the business that needs something to happen with their home. On both sides, you can help them, man. You can help them. And I, like I said, love your story, brother. Congratulations on your fourth, baby. Your fourth on the way. Your
number four,
the
man.
The girl's on the way. Pray for you, brother, in a smooth transition. And God bless you, brother, and all you've built. And I know that this is just the beginning of an even more incredible journey. This is the Amazon guys of the mortgage business we're talking to. This is the Mr. Bezos of the business, Mr. Joseph Shalaby and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you again for your time today, folks. And let's keep being real.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The B-Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T-Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. Do you want to get featured on podcasts, guys? You can be a guest. And that's right. You have a story, and the people, the good folks at I Love Podcasts, that's iluvpodcasts.com. Do that every single day. This is a new company, guys, in the space of podcast agency. And they realize a lot of the people in the space are just, it's just a commodity, and they don't care. And these folks care. And I literally love Kenny and the team at I Love Podcasts, and they are doing it right for their customers. So you guys can be a guest on a show. ilovepodcast.com. That's ilovepodcast.com. Let's go.